Review Exam 3, Part 7. Question 32. The vestibular system is responsible for which kind of sensation? Choices: A. Pain and temperature. B. Position of the head. C. Internal changes, such as hunger. Or D. Pressure on the skin. The correct choice is B. Position of the head. If you remember, this is the sense that comes from those little organs above the cochlea in the inner ear. Question 33. What do we know about the taste of MSG, monosodium glutamate? Choices: A. It weakens as it comes into contact with the tongue. B. It appears to be one of the primary tastes. C. It causes taste buds to release substance P and therefore causes foods to taste hot. Or D. It causes sweet substances to taste sour and causes sour substances to taste sweet. And the correct choice is B. The taste of MSG is known as umami, and it is one of the five basic or primary tastes: sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and umami. Question 34. One advantage of the opponent process theory of color vision, in contrast to the trichromatic theory, is that the opponent process theory can more easily account for A. the differences between rods and cones, B. the phenomenon of negative after images, C. species differences in color vision, or D. are having three types of cones. The correct choice here is B. the phenomenon of negative after images. The difference between rods and cones, choice A, or the fact that we have three kinds of cones, choice D, actually is part of what the trichromatic theory explains. So it's not something that the opponent process theory can do better. Choice C, species differences in color vision, well, that is explained by the trichromatic theory, at least in part, certainly through the contribution of the three different kinds of cones. So the only choice here that is really a benefit of the opponent process theory is B, negative after images. The opponent process theory explains them nicely, the trichromatic theory doesn't. Question 35. Morphine reduces pain by stimulating synapses in the brain that normally respond to A. substance P. B. serotonin. C. acetylcholine. Or D. endorphin. The correct choice is D. endorphin. Morphine and other opiates works by binding to the same receptors that endorphins bind to. If you remember, this was an example of what we called an agonist back in Chapter 3.